We did, and I thought that interview was fantastic, and I would encourage anybody that either didn't hear that interview or has not read your blog on that to go to your website to check it out. And I usually don't give this until the end of the interview, but your website is jodena.com, J-O-D-E-N-A.com. I've actually got your website up right now. I'm staring at it. It looks beautiful. It looks like you did a website makeover recently.
About 5 or 6 months ago. It was like the third one. I mean, you really got to do something like that every 3 to 4 years, I think, in order to be able to stay current. But yeah, I mean, anybody who wants, can go and read those posts. And, you know, the whole point of it was that, you know, if there were 10 things that I had sort of identified as why, in why were certain clients more successful than others, 8 of them had nothing to do with clinical. I mean, they were all about the business and marketing and customer service and staffing and internet presence. So it really, obviously, we want to be the best clinicians that we can be, and there's nothing that would replace that. But there's a lot that you can do, especially if you've got a long-term frame of mind. You know, I'm not talking 3 to 4 years. We're talking 10 to 20 years. These are the things that we need to focus on. And I felt when I wrote those posts, and I still believe it today, that there's always going to be a place, no matter what, for a great dental practice that exhibits all of those things that I wrote about and that you and I have been discussing.
It was a great post, and I remember it very well. And of course, as you just said, without clinical excellence, eventually the whole thing will unravel. I mean, there's no question about that. But it just seems like there's so many other important things, if not more important, in having a truly successful practice. And so many of those things came down to the team, didn't they? So many of the things were involving the team.
They will, because you, as the dentist, can't do it yourself, and you do have to delegate. And I think that doctors have got to realize that their competition, you know, is not Gentle Dental or Aspen Dental or some other corporate dentist. Your competition out there is vacations and new cars and luxury items of choice and sending your kids to college. So, you know, in order to be successful, in order to be able to grow and compete with all those things, I think that you have got to be really involved with your community. That doesn't just mean contributing a donation for the Little League or Girl Scouts. I'm talking about really getting involved actively in your community. In my own case, I happen to get involved in a number of organizations that I liked and I thought were important. And, you know, you get on boards. There's no limit. And certainly, you know, if you want to become involved, they welcome you with open arms. And then you get to meet a lot of terrific people who you are identifying with, and they with you, because you're working for the same organization. So they make the conclusion, and whether or not it's accurate or not, we don't know, that since you're such a good person helping out this organization in your community, you must be a great dentist. So being involved in the community was probably one of the major reasons why my practice grew and thrived. I just can't re-emphasize how important that could be.